Hey, church family and friends, welcome to our PPC Life, the official podcast of Pickering Pentecostal Church. We're so glad you're able to join along with us for today's sermon. You can stay connected with us on our socials at MyPPCLife or on our website at ppclife.ca. Now, tune in to today's word.
The summer days are upon us. There are some very good days. Maybe you get a chance to go walking or running out there. I trust that you find some moments to relax, to be refreshed, revived in spirit. Last weekend and even yesterday, I had the opportunity to take some time at a Lakeshore Pentecostal camp. It's located in Coburg, just about an hour east of this. For those of you who do not know, Lakeshore is the Pentecostal camp that is affiliated to our district, the Eastern Ontario District. There's services and activities pretty much all summer long. It's for youth, children, you seniors, and families. There's something for everyone. Last Saturday, July 18th, it was Ladies' Day at Lakeshore. Anyone there? There's a few of you. Well, there were more than 900 ladies on the grounds last week. Fantastic time. Pastor Ruby was involved in the service. The speaker was Pastor Pat Russell. Come on. She will be with us this coming Tuesday night right here for in-house prayer in 2 days. She's going to be with us. And I save the date for the guys. Men's Day at Lakeshore is Saturday, September 28th. For me, Lakeshore is a place to relax. One of my favorite spots at Lakeshore is to sit in a chair. And if I can find the same one, I go there. I take a coffee, and I just look out across the lake. It can be sunshine, or there could be some rain there, but it still provides moments of reflection for myself. I will say, it takes me some effort to get there, but I always come away with a sense of, that was good, that was good. It's a spiritual oasis for me. I trust, like today is a spiritual oasis in the midst of everything going on in your week, that you come in here as you praise, that you feel God's presence just refilling you so you can go out into the world and be ready to serve and honor Him. So I trust that you have those relationships, those connections in your week. Another one of the amazing things at Lakeshore is that it provides connections. You see, relationships are established with God and others. I had a chance to reacquaint with several individuals. We chatted about family, ministry times. We revisited Lakeshore memories and the excitement of what God is doing in our lives now and what He is going to do in our lives. Great friendships that have been there for years. Folks, relationships are important. God created humanity to be in relationships, and the goal should be to have healthy and to build on those relationships. Treasured relationships are celebrated in the good times, and I say treasured relationships are desperately needed in the difficult times. Today's sermon focus is the treasure of relationships. We're in our Sunday morning series in Psalm chapter 4 with the overall theme of treasures of God's love. Now, I didn't sing Pastor Marie's song. She has a song, you heard that? She has a song all the time. She shares about how God is working through the series that she plans and prepares. She shared with you how she felt the Holy Spirit leading her to preach from Psalms, how these messages and the schedules have been planned so far in advance, and how we see God lining things up. Well, I've talked about Lakeshore, and there's more than just a reason about relationships there. But I did take in a couple of services, and last Monday morning, with probably a couple hundred of other people sitting there listening, the speaker begins to preach, and after his introduction, he says, let's begin our message this morning as we look at Psalms chapter. Come on, come on. What chapter was the focus at Lakeshore? Was Psalm chapter 4, the chapter that's on this Sunday to preach. The alarm didn't need to ring on my phone. My ears became more attuned, and I listened a little bit more intently than I had been listening a few moments prior to that. Even in that group, the chances of someone else being scheduled to preach, specifically planned and scheduled for Psalm chapter 4 in the coming days, were probably slim. But Again, God affirms his direction and guidance. We are to follow. Well, stand with us as we read Psalm chapter 4 together. It should show up on the screen there for you. Again, this is directed to the choir director. Some people think it could be to the Lord. It could be the choir director, a psalm of David, and to be accompanied by stringed instruments. So let's read together. Answer me when I call to you, O God, who declares me innocent. Free me from my troubles. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people ruin my reputation? How long will you make groundless accusations? How long will you continue your lies? You can be sure of this. The Lord set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will answer when I call to him. Don't sin by letting anger control you. Think about it overnight and remain silent. Offer sacrifices in the right spirit and trust the Lord. Many people say, who will show us better times? Let your face smile on us, Lord. You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and new wine. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. May God bless the reading of his word into our hearts today. You can be seated. The Psalms can begin to sound very similar, but there's always some key elements that we cannot miss in each of these different passages and messages. Psalm chapter 4, the king, David, he should be experiencing all the blessings that come with that, the respect, the position, the value, the money, the recognition, and yet here he is. Relationships damaged, away from all those comforts, nowhere near the inheritance that's rightfully his. Whether the setting is he's still dealing with the conflict with his son Absalom or another totally different circumstance, David writes these words, answer me, free me, have mercy, hear my prayer. Well, at first glance, these words may seem like a call, a plea of desperation, but it's widely accepted that this is not a place of uncertainty, but it's one of confidence, of firm assurance, knowing that when he calls, God is there to answer, just like he's done in the past. You just sang the words a few moments ago. I sought the Lord. He answered. Amen? Amen? He's done in the past. He'll do it now, and he'll do it in the future. You see, the writer wasn't searching or begging for God to show up. This is a definitive awareness that God is with him. Listen to verses 1 and 3 again. Answer me when I call to you, O God who declares me innocent. Free me from my troubles. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. And then verse 3. You can be sure of this. The Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will answer when I call to him. You see, in spite of the present circumstances, David knew that he was set apart. David knew that God wasn't finished with him yet. David believed that victory was just around the corner. Amen? Folks, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, know that you are set apart for works of godliness. Know that Jesus sits at the Father's right hand. Know that through Christ, we have the victory. And I say, don't let situations, circumstances, or any strained relationships, your frustration, take you away from God's protection, the treasure of protection. Go back to last week's message if you want to hear more. Pastor Marie shared the treasure of protection. Verse 4, David proclaims, don't sin by letting your anger control you. Think about it and remain silent. I didn't really give you that interlude as we read, but Pastor Marie made sure last week that interlude, that's a pause. We sort of take a moment. There's one version of Psalm chapter 4. It says this, you gave me room. And the inference is that you gave me room, wide enough space when I was in distress. Well, my everyday vernacular says, when I was between a rock and a hard place, There was still room for God in my distress. Friends, when you're in a tight spot, when you hear things coming against you, it may not feel like no one is there, but God is there. He will find a way. He won't leave you to fight the battle yourself. If God is for us, who can be against? Your coworker? Your family? An enemy? The devil? Your classmate? Absalom? Who can be against us if God is for us? I heard a person say, we are not fighting for victory, but from victory. We are not fighting for victory, but from victory. Folks, he has already won. Jesus Christ has provided the victory. Don't let sin control you. Don't sin by letting anger do that. And David continues to encourage. He says, offer sacrifices in the right spirit and trust the Lord. As I was reading, one writer says that while there are various offerings in the Bible, the context here for David is not of a person that's in rebellion against God. David wasn't upset at God. The offerings that are being referred to here are the offerings of a righteous person, a person who is in good standing with God. These were offerings of worship, not of a sacrifice seeking forgiveness. They're ones of worship. David's encouragement was to offer worship and encourage those to trust in the Lord. Even with those that were there with him, the doubts, the questions, they probably find themselves in a tough situation. They say, hey, King David, man, we put our lives on the line for you. It's not looking very good here. Where is the good? And verse 6 says, who will show us better times? Who has done us some good? Hey, folks, the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, is the one who provides for us. Who has done us? Who has shown us better times, good times? The Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, provides for you and I. And then David reiterates these words that we find throughout Scripture. Let your face shine on us, Lord. Psalm 31 and 16, he says it again. Let your face shine on your servant. Numbers chapter 6, there's familiar words there. It says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Who has done us some good? My friends, who has done you some good? The Lord has done you some good. God is good? All the time? We can say those words. I trust that if you're in a tough situation, tough circumstance, we can still say God is good. Verse 7, you have given me greater joy than those who have the abundant harvest of grain and new wine. In short, in the greatest seasons of prosperity and good times, David affirms that God has given him more than all that can be provided by man. More than fantastic food, more than the wealth of a huge harvest, more than money. David's rest and his confidence is found in the Lord. In the midst of abandonment, slander, injustice, loss of position, David remains confident in his relationship with God. You see, it's that relationship that's not dependent on circumstances or status or career or your family name or what someone thinks of myself or yourself. That relationship is with the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The focus of today is the treasure of relationships. Can I suggest three relationships that have potential and most often do come into our lives at various points, if not already experienced? There are relationships that offer strength. In David's plight, there were connections with others that offered assistance. I don't have all the time to go into every single detail, but over the years with David, there were people who supported him in the good times. We call those, you say it, or the mountaintops. And in the perilous times, we say those are the valley times. We read about Jonathan. He went to David and helped him find strength in God. The prophet Samuel, directed by God, found and anointed David to be king. There was even a Philistine commander, Achish. He offered guidance to David, which provided safety. The Philistines, I say, not everyone outside your camp is your enemy. Not everyone outside your camp is your enemy. Last Sunday, Pastor Marie highlighted the young woman who hid two guys in a well. That action kept them safe so they could relay information to David. And it says, change your plans or you will lose your life. Friends, we need trusted and valued individuals in our lives. There's an old expression about having someone in your corner. Those with guidance, good words, those who offer prayer, encouragement, they give you spiritual insight and counsel for the good that's going on. But hey, we're all capable of having some blind spots in our lives. They're there to give us insight and counsel for those times in my life, in our lives. Psalm chapter 27, verse 17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 says, speak the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 says, encourage and build each other up. Folks, we need to treasure relationships that offer strength, safety, and support. I bring our attention back to the text. I haven't referenced verse 2 in any detail to this point. I read it again. It says, how long will you people ruin my reputation? How long will you make groundless accusations? How long will you continue your lies? And there's that interlude, that pause, that moment of reflection. So you see, here's one of the significant differences from some of the other passages that we read about. In other times, David was in fear of his life. But the focus here isn't necessarily about David's physical safety or his kingdom. It is about his reputation. You see, it's his character that was being attacked. It says lies, false accusations, slander. Another version says, will you turn my glory to shame? And if you look back at verses 2 and with a thought of verse 3, some of Rob's words, David is saying, don't you know that I have been set apart? Watch out. The Lord will hear when I call. The Lord will answer when I call to him. Friends, God is the one who will deal with the ungodly. David is confident in this. The battle is whose? The battle is the Lord's. The assurance that David had, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13 says, and the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. Folks, when you know you are standing firm in your calling, in your position in Christ, when you're walking in step with the Spirit of the Lord, you are not alone. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, for you are a royal priesthood, a chosen people, a holy nation. You are God's special possession. Folks, God will answer in your circumstance. Amen? The second type of relationship that I see in this today, it may not be one that I treasure, but I know it's one that will help me grow spiritually. So I treasure things that help me grow spiritually. What about the relationships that go south? The connections that go from sweet to sour. You know what I mean. That trusted relationship that for whatever reason is not the same anymore. What is our response then? I trust it's like David's. He takes it to the Lord. He says, don't let anger control you. Think about it, remain silent, offer sacrifices in the right spirit, and trust the Lord. The king, called and anointed by God to lead the people, is now on the run, having to deal with the banter, the backlash of people. Plans to undermine his leadership, his choices, his decisions questioned, his family, his friends believing they could do it better, that they could lead, that they deserve the inheritance, or maybe a coworker that thinks, I deserve the promotion, or how come they get the favor? How come I'm not getting the favor? I can't leave this portion without drawing to our attention who were the people that were in David's ear. Interestingly, the people throwing words or conspiracies around David's leadership were not his visible enemy. I made a comment earlier that sometimes you find support outside your camp. Well, folks, there are times when we discover that the enemy is at work in our own camp. Listen to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, and there's a connection to the words in Psalm 4. Ephesians says, so stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we're all parts of the same body. And don't sin by letting anger control you. There's that familiar verse from Psalm 4. Don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. And a few verses later it says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. As I was writing this a couple of days ago, there's a phrase that came in my mind. I may have already said it in another sermon, but I came across this t-shirt once, and it talks about how we can talk so easily sometimes. And the t-shirt says, I don't repeat gossip. So listen carefully. Well, folks, just by your laugh, we'll leave it right there, okay? But I will follow that up with friends in church circles, the talk about someone else's family, the selfish motives that can deter God's plans for you and his church, the lack of support and questions about leadership. Here at PPC, Pastor Marie needs prayerful support and involvement to help accomplish God's purposes for kingdom growth right here at PPC. Don't need words or actions that undermine what God chooses to do. Sometimes we think it's greener somewhere else. And this is a familiar expression, you may have heard it too. If the grass is greener on the other side, you probably aren't watering your own. It's not always greener over there, somewhere else. You know what? Right here, we take care, we pray, we water our own lives. You see, David wasn't always referring to his enemies. He knew who he was fighting against. There were some that he had trained, he trusted. Those were allies that he had. They were family. They were relationships that were established. Now, I recognize while those relationships have or can go south, it can be parents and kids, it can be co-workers, it can be marriages, it can be siblings, it can even be dissension when people choose Jesus Christ in their lives. It causes disunity in a family. I know that as we do that, we need to navigate those difficult times as Scripture encourages us. Continue to worship the Lord, trust the Lord. Now, I recognize that there may and probably will be times when other steps need to be taken. There could be confession. There could be talks about forgiveness. There certainly needs to be prayer. At times, there would be counseling. There would be conversations with love. And if reconciliation is possible, work towards dealing with hurtful words or actions. Maybe that's time when we can seek those relationships that offer strength to us. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, give all of our worries and cares to God because he cares for you. He cares for you. The final words of this psalm captures the thought that God is caring for us. He writes, God, I know you've done me some good. You've given me more than I could ever receive in earthly possessions or positions. You see, David, in chaos or in solitude, he was able to say, in peace, I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. You alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. Hey, folks, I know he's kept me safe. Just Rob. So if he keeps this guy safe and helps out in every kind of situation, boy, he loves you. He cares for you. He is there to help, to guide, to help us along every step of our journey. How could David say with confidence and assurance, with all that was going on around him and inside of him, how can he proclaim those words? You alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. Well, there's a third relationship. It's, folks, there's a relationship that provides salvation. David has stared down big animals. He stared down a giant. He's dealt with temptation. David has failed many times. He's repented even more. He knew his weakness, his sins. But folks, he also knew his refuge, his safe place. His salvation was found in none other but God. The most important relationship is where we find salvation, forgiveness of sins, and the potential separation from God turned around to a place of righteousness, a position of blessing, and spend eternity with God. Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? Psalm 18, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection, my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, but God showed his love for us by sending Christ to die for us while I was still a sinner. And then verse 7, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Can I say that every single one of us have that opportunity in house, online, on your best day, on your worst day? David had a whole bunch all in between there. Whatever baggage you have, whatever sin, whatever severed or broken relationship you have experienced, God is there for you. Jesus died for you. If I follow up Romans chapter 5, verse 21, it says, so just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, then it says, now God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us, that's you, that's myself, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a hope we have in that relationship. The most important relationship is the one that brings salvation, not just a rescue from a dangerous or a nasty encounter, but one that brings hope and peace for today and an eternity with God through Jesus Christ. Here's my interlude. Online, if you've never invited Jesus into your life or you have questions about this faith journey, you can send an email in to prayer@ppclife.ca. Share a thought, share a question. If you desire to ask Jesus into your life, you can pray and ask God to forgive your sin, ask Jesus to come into your life, and determine to follow the example of Jesus. I respectfully say, simple words to an all-powerful Almighty God. In-house, our prayer partners will be here at the end of the service. And if you want to accept Jesus Christ or you have questions about your faith, there will be people that will be there to offer you strength and support and pray with you as you make those decisions. Folks, David reached out to the same great God that we can. He was able to rest because he knew that God was on his side. God was with him in the past. He was with him in the present. He was with him when he closed his eyes at night. And God was going to be there when he opens them in the morning, when the morning comes. Did that confidence in God take place overnight in a hiding place? You're with me. No, it didn't happen overnight. Let me remind you of a familiar story of God's direction in David's life. Familiar. Stay with me. David was facing his biggest physical enemy, the giant Goliath. David's faith and trust in God enabled him to stand up willing to fight the giant. You see, as he was preparing for battle, King Saul at that time, you know, just thinking about the logistics and things around, he goes, "Hey, David, you can't go out there to face this giant without some armor." 1 Samuel chapter 17 records these words. It says, "And Saul gave David his own armor. David put it on, strapped a sword over it, and took a step or two to see what it was like, for he had never worn such things." What was his reply? He says, "I can't go in these. I'm not used to them." The King James Version says, "I cannot go with these because I have not proven them." What did he do? He took them off. He picked up 5 smooth stones, put them in his shepherd bag. And then as he faced Goliath, that spiritual boldness and confidence was clear, not in his own strength, but in God's empowerment. And he called out to the giant Goliath, "I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel's, whom you have defiled." Well, we know the rest of the story. David defeats Goliath. Why do I share this? You see, the relationship that's most important is with God and with Jesus Christ. When you and I are facing difficulty, when there's stuff going on all around us, people talking about us, I need to know where my spiritual confidence is. You need to know where your spiritual confidence is. You may treasure a relationship with your friend, a mentor, a role model, maybe your grandma, even your pastor. Let's be clear. None of those relationships can fill the space for your relationship with God. You and I need to be confident in our relationship with God. When we stand before God, we stand alone. The influencers with thousands, millions of followers will one day stand alone before God. You see, folks, someone else's armor, someone else's relationship just won't cut it. I may value or desire some amazing characteristics in those relationships that give us strength, but my spiritual journey, your spiritual journey, has to be yours. I have to develop my own relationship with God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 says, "Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." David's personal relationship with God was solid. What or who is your walk with God dependent on? Is it the relationships that others have with God? Have you let a bad relationship affect your spiritual journey? Or have you worked at your relationship with God that brings salvation? It has to be my walk. It has to be my journey, your walk, your journey. If I can illustrate it this way as we sort of come to a close, if I was going on a journey or in a race, or maybe for some reason I had to try and escape potential harm or danger, what would fit me best? Someone else's shoes? Or well, I'm just going to move this. I have these shoes here. But you know what? They're pretty big shoes to fill. They're nice. Got that nice little logo on the side. They look like they provide lots of support. To just be blunt, you know, some of you have dreams and aspirations about basketball. Well, these shoes were worn by NCAA Division I March Madness athlete Sam over here. You know something? I don't even have to try these on. As good as these are, I won't be able to go very far. It'll be a very clumsy run. These will not work for me. Well, I have another pair from a person who has a lot of giftings, a lot of qualities that many of us enjoy seeing, and we probably would like to have in our own lives. Who are these? These are Pastor Marie's. Sorry, Pastor Marie. Broke into your cubicle. There's a story about cubicles in office, so just there. Hey, they look great. I have a feeling they're well-balanced. They're quality, a solid sole. And as much as I admire them, they're just not going to work for myself. They just don't look right for me. There are some other good role models and shoes evidenced here. But you see, there's another pair. Now, they're Under Armour, good name. They got some pretty decent support. They look a little worn. They're not the cleanest. But you know what? I don't have to guess. I don't have to wonder if these will fit me. I don't need to wonder if I can go for a long walk, maybe a 5K walkathon. These are my shoes. I have worn these. I have proven these. I can walk. I can run. Whatever's needed, those shoes fit me best. Folks, don't always look to walk or step into someone else's shoes. Walk in yours. Run in yours. King Saul's armor, as good as it was, as prestigious, the king's armor, when they were put on David, they didn't work. What did work? David knew that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. And friends, put on the armor of God. No one else's. Put on the armor of God. Friends, David stated that in the midst of all that was going on, of all that he had known and experienced, Lord, you have given me greater joy than anything else, everyone else that could give me. Folks, the journey, the relationship is ours. I trust that we can or will be able to say, Lord, you have given me greater joy. You alone will keep me safe. And I say, let's determine to walk in step with the Lord. The treasure that we should value most is the treasure that provides salvation. The treasure that provides salvation.
Thanks for joining us for today's sermon. If you enjoyed it, consider subscribing to get notified when new episodes are released. Or leave us a review if you enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to learn more ways to support the kingdom work we do at PPC, be sure to check out ppclife.ca for more information. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.